We're up to the footnote, and the Chafetz Chaim had been saying that based on this understanding that a person is judged directly by Hashem if he's a kind person, so then we could understand what David HaMelech said, Hashem, you have such kindness that you pay a person back according to his actions. He said, what's kindness in that? So then he brought the mashal about the child who was an apprentice, and in his last year of apprenticeship he got paid, and then he said, why am I getting paid less? And the teacher said to him, what do you mean? Using my tools, my education, my food, my clothing, what do you mean you're getting paid less? By the same token, God could say to us, I gave you the body, I gave you the strength, I gave you everything you're using to do mitzvot. And Hashem does not do that. Hashem treats the mitzvot as though it's all our doing. Wow, good for you, and gives us reward for it. That's what David HaMelech said, Lecha Hashem Chasid. To you, Hashem, is kindness that you pay us back according to our actions without considering your role in it, as though we did it all ourselves. Zeh amalti mikvah. This I've said in the past, says the Chafetz Chaim, ulfi dvarenu shebifnim, and based on what we said here, nuchal levera katuv gam baofen acher bifshitut. We could also explain the verse a different way, simply. Vehu bakshotot, and that is when we ask another question. Good Jews, right? Ask another question. Mai tzrich lichtov ata, why does David HaMelech say, to you Hashem is the kindness because you pay a person back? Why does he repeat the word you? He said to you Hashem is kindness. Halot tishalem u gam ken neshonocheach. By the fact that he said, pay back kindness, why do you have to say, you pay back a person according to his actions? Why do you have to add the word you? Ulfi ze nichakol. So based on this, what we explained earlier, everything makes sense. The Chavanat HaKatuv, what the verse means to say is, dichshakadosh baruch hu levado hu adayan shelo, that when you specifically, David HaMelech was saying, when you alone are a person's judge, lishalem lo kemasaf, to pay him back in accordance with his actions, bal kocho mitpakpek levasof adin, against its will, so to speak, those that want to take him to task and take him to an exacting judgment, they explode, so to speak. They're weakened. They don't have the strength to touch him. Umuchach liot morav ba'arbe mimidat ha'chesed, and being that Hashem individually, Hashem says, I'm going to judge this person. When a person does kindness, then Hashem steps into the picture and says, I'm taking care of him. So then automatically there must be a lot of chesed. Then when a person is judged, even when he has to be judged, he's judged with a lot of kindness. Ki be'emet rachamav me'ubi mod, because Hashem's mercy is plenty. Mashenkin shadinu bevetin shenmana. It's not that way when it's given over to the court, the tribunal of angels. So they work with logic, they work with exacting din, exacting judgment. When God judges us, so He judges us like a father. He does it with all the mercy that's possible. That's what David HaMelech said. To you Hashem is kindness, ki ata tishalem li'ish kemaseu. For you, David HaMelech repeated the word you to stress, you pay back a person in accordance with his deeds. Meaning, you Hashem, you specifically alone take care of me. Even when I need to be judged, you say, okay, he did kindness, I'll take care of him. Let me see what he really deserves, and then you do it out of kindness. And so you do it with a lot of going beyond the call of duty without exacting punishment. Based on this, we could also understand the pasuk in Ashrei that we say every day. We say, Ein nechol, the eyes of everyone, Elecha yisaberu, they hope towards you. Ve'ata, and you, noten lehem tochlam b'ito. You give them their food at its set time. Ma shekatuv b'lshon nochech ve'ata, why did David the Melech and Ashrei again stress, and you give them their food at its set time? Ve'lo kmo ba'pasuk lefanav, she'inom daber b'lshon nochech, and not like the previous pasuk that does not speak directly, and you. What's the previous pasuk? Sumech Hashem, God supports all those that fall. It doesn't say you support all those that fall. It says God in third person. The next pasuk says, all eyes turn to you, and you give them their food at its set time, in first person. Why? Ela inyanu al pi ma shamru chazal. But the idea is based on what Chazal said, shlosha maftechot lo nimsu biyad shaliach. There are three keys in the world that God does not give over to a messenger. No angel takes control of them. One of them is the key for parnasa. The key is to how much a person is going to make ends meet. That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Tanis. The reason behind it is, if God would give that key over to any messenger, undoubtedly, if it were given over to the angels, there'd be many people going hungry. Because the angels, they decide how much do you really deserve. They go with exacting judgment. They're like a machine, like a computer. You add, you subtract, okay. Well, what does he deserve? So Hashem says, no. People have to live. I have to judge them and decide how much parnasa they get. I have to be the one. And that's what the pasuk is stressing. When the Jews sinned with the golden calf, God says, you know what? You're going to the land of Israel, but I'm sending an angel. And now you better behave. Because that angel, he doesn't take any garbage. He won't accept it when you mess up. That's the idea. Angels are exacting. We see, with contradistinction, that when Hashem himself is the one taking care of us, then it's a different story. Hashem himself said, I'm sending an angel, now you better be careful. Now you have to behave yourself. What does that mean? So long as I was here, you know, if you did something not perfect, I was merciful. V'zeo shekatuv, and that's what the verse says, noten lechem l'chol basar ki l'olam chasdo, that God gives food to all flesh, to all creatures, because his kindness is eternal. It stems from kindness. We don't deserve it. And that's why he's the one that supports all of us. Now we also understand that pasuk, everyone's eyes, they hope for you, and you give them their food at a set time. We're stressing you specifically, you yourself, you support them, each one in a set time. That's why we go on to the next pasuk. These two psukim are the stress of Ashrei, right? This is where you must have kavanah, otherwise you didn't do your obligation of Ashrei. Pasuk ayin and pei, right? Ashrei is in alphabetical order. Ayin, ein echol elecha yisaberu, and pei, posech es yadecha. The next pasuk says, Hashem, you open your hands, umasbi alecholchai ratzon. You give all living who desire, you give them satiation. Haynu shal yadeshu batzmo mfanes. What we're saying is, we said in the previous pasuk, you're the one that gives us our sustenance. Through that, umasbi alecholchai, you give satiation to all living. Mashen kini meyal yadei shalich. It wouldn't be that way if you weren't directly involved, Hashem. If we were left to your angels, we wouldn't be in such a good state. And should we make a run for it? Another 3 minutes, we'll finish the paragraph. Okay. V'zeo shekatuv techev, and that's why the following verse says, what's the letter tzadi in Ashrei? Tzadik Hashem bechol drachav. Hashem is righteous in all his ways. Hayinu shal yedeshu tzadik v'chasid. Meaning, because Hashem is righteous and goes beyond the call of duty, that's what we just said. Everyone gets sustenance. We all have food. Why? Because Hashem goes beyond the call of duty. Because Hashem is tzadik and chasid. So now he goes back to the Gemara and Tanis. The Gemara says there are three keys God does not give over to a messenger. The first one is panasah. What are the other two? The second one is the capacity to give birth, the capacity for a woman to get pregnant and have a child. And the third one is tchiyat ha-metim, coming back life. Geshem is another opinion in the Gemara. Tchiyat ha-metim, bringing back the dead. Kmo shamu chazal, that's what our sages said then. Why? Because technically, if any person were judged with exacting judgment, no one should have kids. And no one should ever come back. We haven't lived a life that really, if there were angels deciding, should we make it back or not? Should the dead come back or not? No. That's why Hashem keeps those to himself. Parnasa, tchiyat ha-metim, and having children. Ulchach anu omrim batfilah, and that's why we say in prayer in Shemoneh Esrei, Ata gibor l'olam Hashem. Hashem, you are so mighty, your might is eternal. Mechayei meitim berachamim rabim. You're going to bring back the dead with your great mercy. Mechayei meitim ata. You're the one that brings back the dead. Why do we stress the word you? Mechayei meitim ata. Delechora tivat ata shenim yutal. We just said, Ata gibor. You are mighty. Why do we have to repeat, you will bring back the dead? We're talking to him. We're talking first person. We began the sentence with Atagibo, you are so mighty. Why do we stress you? That's this idea. We're stressing it's only you. It's something that's happening only because you're the one doing it. ובדברנו, according to the way we're explaining Nicha, it all fits. הכוונה שלא על ידי שליח, what we're stressing is that you're the one who will bring back the dead, כי השם יתברך בעצמו הוא רב להושיע ברחמיו וחסדיו, because Hashem has great salvation with his mercy and his compassion, הוא מחלקל חיים בחסד, he supports the living out of his kindness. Now that whole blessing makes sense. What do we say? אתה גבול עולם השם חיים תימת רב להושיע, מחלקל חיים בחסד. We're going the order of the keys that God keeps in his own hands. We say, God, you're going to bring back the dead. You do the panasam shivuach moed hageshem. Mechalkel chayim, you're the one that supports the living with kindness. Mechayim metim, you'll bring back the dead. Berachamim rabim. Mashen kenim haya al yedei shaleach. This wouldn't happen if we're given to a messenger. Hayu rabim shlo haya lehem kalkala. Many people wouldn't have sustenance. Ve'arbe me'anashim shlo haya lehem al pi din zchut l'tchiya. And many people wouldn't have the right to come back. וכן בכל יום כשאדם הולך לישון בלילה, and so to every day a person goes to sleep at night, הוא מפקיד נשמתו ביד הקדוש ברוך הוא. We say, בידך הפקיד רוחי, I give my soul over to you, God, right? Every night we go to sleep, our neshama goes up to Shemayim, we say, it's in Hashem's hand. Hashem has a conversation with our neshama every day. What did you do today? ולא ביד מלאך. We don't give it to the angel. Hashem personally has a conversation with each of us every night. ונפקא מינה כשהוא מתחייב באיזה דבר בדין, and what's the difference if it goes to Hashem or to an angel? Let's say he did something that technically, if in heaven they were exacting, he should die. He didn't live his life the way he should on that day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pode oto min ha-mavet u-masir nishmato elav. Hashem says, no, don't let him die. I know he had a bad day. He gives him another chance. He gives him life the next morning. What do we say every morning? Modeh ani lefanecha, I thank you, Hashem. Rabba emunatecha, how great is your faith? Don't say, how great is my faith? You have faith in me. You gave me another chance today. You know what I did yesterday. We start the morning saying, Hashem, you gave me life again. You have faith in me that I'm going to do better today. Rabba emunatecha, how great is your faith in me? Emunatecha means your faith, not my faith. Uchmodich divan, like the verse says, biadchav kidruchi, I put my soul in your hand. Padita oti, Hashem, you redeemed me. ומחליף העניין על איזה דבר קטן, וכמו שאמרו חז"ל, עשיר בסיו ואני בתרנגולו. Hashem says, I'm willing to take a minuscule thing from you. You don't have to bring all the animals in the world as a sacrifice before me. Don't think that because you did something terribly wrong, I expect you to do something amazing to make amends. God says, the wealthy person brings an animal. The poor person brings a rooster. The one who's even poorer brings a little bit of flour. And they're all described in the same way. They find favor before God. Sure. The same term. Because Hashem says, I don't need you to do something very expensive to make amends. No, because it's Hashem, directly. Hashem says, for a small thing I'll forgive you. And that's what it says in the Medrash, b'chol yom adam nimkau, b'chol yom adam nifdeh. Every day a person gets sold, and every day a person gets redeemed. As the verse says, b'yadchav kidruchi, I place my soul by you, I've been sold, I'm dead. Am I going to come back to life? Am I going to open my eyes in the morning or not? Padita oti, Hashem, you redeem me. Our strengths are given over to judgment every night. And every night Hashem says, give him another chance the next morning. The next morning we're up again. We have koach. We say that sleep is 1/60th of death. And every time we go to sleep, there's a judgment every night. Every night our neshama goes up, writes a record of what it did, and signs. And at the end of our life, we're brought out our book, which has our name on it and our signature. Our neshama signed it every night. So every night in that judgment, paditoti, we say, Hashem, you redeem me. Ach Hashem yitbarach v'achmar podeu mize. Hashem redeems him and lets him go on. V'zeu shanu umrim chol yom batfila. That's what we say every day in prayer. Node lecha v'nesaper tehilatecha. We give thanks before you. We will recount your praise. What do we say in modim? Al nishmoteinu apkudot lach. And over our souls that are in your hands, you watch over them. Hatov, Hashem, how good you are, ki lo chalu rachamecha, your mercy is never finished. Every night, we mess up again. Every night, they look at us and say, finish him off. And God says, I'll give him another chance. Let's see what he does tomorrow. Every night. So in Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Hatov, Hashem, you're so good, ki lo chalu rachamecha, your mercy never ends. Hainu shilo ayunim sarim biyad shaleach, and that's this idea. If we'd be given over to one of the messengers, to one of the angels, many people would go to sleep every night and not get up. But you, Hashem, your mercy never ends. You redeem us and give us another chance to do better tomorrow. Beautiful. Wow.
Oh, nice.